Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. It is the Friday ride home, and one of my favorite new parts of the ride home is the Outdoors Outlook, presented by Nanticoke Outfitters, Delmarva's premier outfitter, providing guided hunts and charter boat fishing. Captain Dave Fletcher stops by the ride home on Fridays, and Dave, last Saturday was a huge fun time at the DSN Outdoors Expo. I know you were really looking forward to it. We had a great day of weather, so much fun things to do, and maybe the last thing you were expecting was to see some wrestling, but man, what a good day.
That is so true, Gary. It was. It was a great show. I think for the inaugural DSN Outdoor Expo, I think they did a great job. There was plenty of people there and so many different vendors. The wrestling, of course, was a big attraction that made a lot of noise and a lot of excitement, but one of my favorites, of course, were the food trucks. The things that they were able to do with some hash browns and the things that they were able to do with some of those sandwiches were phenomenal.
Love it. Now, obviously, we had a decent weather last Saturday, but we're not getting the same this weekend. Seems like we have a recurring theme here with wet weekends.
Feels like every weekend we've got rain. I wish we could do something about that, but it's that time of year, right? And I think that this weekend won't be quite as bad because we'll have that rain Saturday morning, but it should start to clear out of here for Saturday afternoon.
We'll definitely hope that holds true. And if it does, I know turkey season is in full swing, Captain Dave. So how's the turkey hunting been this week?
Yeah, well, Gary, the Delaware turkey season is actually coming to an end next Saturday, May 6th. That'll be the last day for the Delaware hunters to enjoy turkey season. But the Maryland turkey season is running strong and doesn't end until May 23rd. We had the pleasure of hunting with John Floyd. John's the president of F&S Boat Builders. He successfully harvested a nice tom this week. You can check out those pictures on our social media accounts. You should be able to check out some of the sport fishing boats that John and his team build right here in Bear, Delaware. They are impressive, to say the least.
Man, that's really cool. They're building them right here on Delmarva. And, you know, you mentioned boats. I'm seeing more and more trucks pulling boats behind them. So I'm assuming that fishing locally is starting to pick up?
It certainly is picking up. But we're entering the time of year where you have to be selective on where and when you fish, especially if you only have the weekend to do it.
You know, that's a great point, Captain Dave. That's why I'm excited about bringing the Outdoors Outlook to our friends here at Coast Country. So if I'm going out to try to catch some fish this weekend, where are the spots to go?
Well, I would head out to the tributaries, Gary. The Nanticoke in both Delaware and Maryland, as well as the Wicomico River. If anglers want some great action, the white perch and catfish are still keeping anglers busy. Saturday's weather may not be the best, but once that rain stops in the afternoon, that's going to be a great time to get out with bottom rigs baited with bloodworms.
Nice. And I hear white perch and catfish are pretty consistent right now.
They definitely are. And the snakeheads are starting to get in on the action too. But the anglers need to remember it's cooled down a little bit this week. So be patient and fish slow.
Well, that's good advice. So how are things down at the beach, Cam Dave?
Well, for the non-boaters, surf fishing is pretty much the same at Assateague Island as it is at the Delaware beaches. The black drum are being caught, but it's certainly a grind. Sand fleas are still the primary bait. That may not be the best news, but here's some good news. The large post-spawn striped bass are starting to make the turn around Cape Charles and heading north. They should be passing by the Maryland beaches over the next few days. At the Indian River Inlet in Delaware, togs are still being caught on sand fleas and green crabs, but most are undersized. However, the flounder are starting to be caught out of Indian River Bay.
I like the sound of that. You know, flounder are so fun to catch and even more fun to eat.
Yes, one of my favorites too, Gary. Hey, so speaking of flounder, flounder fishing is improving each week as the water temps continue to rise and bring the summer flounder into the coastal bays. In Ocean City, the channels leading from the inlet and the thoroughfare have been the hot spots. The best baits have been the white and pink gulp baits and, of course, our traditional squid strips and minnows. We've also been catching legal-sized striped bass in the Ocean City Inlet and the Route 50 Bridge with soft plastics. I took a party out yesterday, and we caught a boat full of tautog in the inlet near the Jetty Rocks using sand fleas.
And if I can't get out this weekend to chase turkeys or do some fishing, is there anything else going on for in the area for outdoorsmen to enjoy?
There sure is, Gary. Starting today at the City Dock in Annapolis is the Spring Sailboat Show. The Kent Narrows Boat Show is also going on again this weekend. And if you're looking for something to do on Saturday night, the Sons of Bowhunters is holding a fundraiser dinner to benefit veteran and first responder suicide awareness. This dinner starts at 5 p.m. at the Salisbury American Legion Post 64.
Man, that's a really good cause, Captain Dave.
Yes, it really is important for us to help our veterans and first responders any way possible. Last thing I want to share is two exciting dates that are coming up. Monday, May 1st, in Maryland, we have the trophy striped bass season starting. That's right. Break out your chartreuse and white parachutes and get ready to go Monday morning. The second exciting date coming up would be for Monday, May 15th, which is the start of the 2023 black sea bass season. This year's sea bass regulation is a 13-inch minimum with a daily creel limit of 15 fish per angler. Gary, that's it for today's report. Please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.